Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we're having the leave of the holiday of Epiphany, and also a great saint equal to the apostle, Nina. She went and converted the whole country in Iberon, it's called. I don't know how you say it in English, but the Mother of God and the apostles had thrown the lots to see which apostle is going to what land to preach the Lord. And the Mother of God said, I also want to do that, the Theotokos. And they have thrown a lot for her, and she was given the country of Iberon for her to go there. And when the Holy Spirit came down upon the apostles and then the Mother of God as a fire tongues, and she wanted to go right away to that country to preach about the Lord, her son. And but an angel appeared to him and said, no, you stay in Jerusalem, and when the time will come, you will send somebody there. And 300 years later, that's what exactly what happened. She appeared to Saint Nina, and she was a young maiden, and she loved the Lord so much. And she was very smart, and the Mother of God appeared to her in a dream and told her that she is to go to the country that Mother of God was going to go and to convert them to Christianity. And she gave her a cross weaved out of a grapevine, and she woke up and she had the cross in her hand that the Mother of God gave her. And of course she gave her the cross, said, with this you will do many miracles and it will protect you from all evil. And she went into the country, and of course she knew several languages, and she preached. And the first, she was given shelter with some people. They didn't have any children, and they kind of adopted her and made a little tent for her to live in their yard. And the first great miracle happened. A mother was crying, going all over the city, crying that her little child has died, and she had, was so distressed over it. And so Nina took the little child to her place, and then laid her down on her place where she slept, and prayed to the Lord and resurrected the little child. And she gave the poor mother that was crying with a broken heart, and gave the child all healthy and resurrected. And that was the beginning of the miracles that Saint Nina had created. She had done all kinds of miracles and converted the kings and queens and everybody. And finally, it was literally hundreds and thousands of people that she was able to convert. And all of that she did because she had a great love for the Lord, because she was willing and to suffer for the Lord's sake, as most all the apostles, as you know, they all suffered, and they have died for the Lord, except one apostle. It was Saint John the theologian. He had lived over 100 years, and then the Lord had taken him. But he went through all kinds of suffering. He just couldn't kill them. They couldn't kill him. The Lord had protected him. So many saints went through all kinds of sufferings, and they were not able to kill them. And finally, eventually, when the Lord thought it was a time for them to come to him. Then he allowed them to be killed. My beloved, we should love God. We should love God more than anything in the world. And of course, much more than we love our body. And that's a big tragedy that today is the spirit of Antichrist is ruling every place and everybody. And everybody pays more attention to the temporary and to the body rather than to the our soul. And many of them don't believe that there is a life after death. And just like the Sadducees and the reading of the gospel that we had. We had two readings. And the first day, the reading for Tuesday, there was about the Sadducees. They came up and they didn't believe in a life after death. And so they came up to the Lord mocking him and saying, well, we had seven brothers. And the one brother married the wife, but she didn't give him any babies. And according to the rules, then the other brothers should take her for a wife and to restore the seed for the brother. And the second one took her, and third, and up to the seven. All the seven took her, had her as a wife, and she did not give any babies to anyone. And when the resurrection will come, whose wife she's going to be? Because they all had her. And the Lord says, you don't know the scriptures. You don't understand. In the kingdom of heaven, people will not have this kind of a relationship like you do here on earth. They will live like angels. And as far as the resurrection, you should know the writings of Moses, and then as he says it, our God is God is of the living, and God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he is God of living, not the God of dead. And for all of us, we have to recognize that this life here is only very temporary. It's only temporary life that we should take it with a grain of salt and not to pay too much attention to it. Most of our attention has to come to cleanse our heart and to be able to find the true love for the Lord, to be wanting to be with him. If we love somebody, we want to be with them, even on this earth. You know that. But if we love God, of course we want to be with him for eternity. We don't want to be separated from him. Look what he had done for us. He had taken upon himself my sins, your sins, and everybody's sins. And he had taken the punishment that had due us for our sins. He had taken it himself through all kinds of terrible things that they have done when he was on this earth, and finally through the crucifixion, only to show us, to prove his love for us and his Father's love, for his Father has sent him and to be here on this earth and to take our sins and to pay for them, because our God is God of justice and God of truth and God of love. And he wants us to have that, to be also having the love and having the truth, and to truly to be able to love each other. For we will be liars if we say we love God and we don't love our neighbor or our enemy. We have to love everybody and accept the enemy of God, which is the evil spirits. And my beloved, let's try to cleanse our hearts and work on our salvation, so that we'll be able to rejoice forever with our Lord Jesus Christ, being God and creator of all the universe and all the angels, and of course the Saint Nina and all the saints and our own saints, whose name we have gotten, and to be in great joy forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.